I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2 years ago, Hamas fighters broke into Israel, slaughtered 1,200 people, and kidnapped 251. Yet today, international voices pointed Israel to end its war on Hamas with accusations of genocide. Former IDF soldier Brother Wise serves with Global Catalytic Ministries. He says candidly,
inside Israel, there are close to 2 million Arabs living with full rights, unlike any other country in the Middle East. They have full voting, full protest rights. So there's no apartheid, there's no genocide, because for 2 years now, a genocide could have taken place in 1 week if we wanted, with the weaponry that Israel has.
Israel's enemy is Hamas, not Palestinians. In all the suffering of the two-year war, Brother Wise says there was one Messiah to look to. Pray for justice and for the truth of the gospel to prevail among Israelis and Palestinians. And Christian children in Iran must live double lives at school. Lana Silk from Transform Iran explains.
And all material has a flavor of Islam, you know, even if you're doing math or the arts.
Beyond regular classes, students take religious studies to learn Islam and Arabic so they can be what's considered proper Muslims. They also study familiar biblical stories rewritten through Islam. At home, parents try to keep a biblical focus, but many lack training. And that's where Transform Iran helps with materials focusing on the truth of the gospel.
This is why we do a lot of ministry that focuses on children and creating resources that are focused on children to give parents the tools that they need.
Pray for parents to wisely guide their children through the development of a biblical worldview. Pray for the kids to hold on to the truth. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.